Well, it's pretty sad, really, James, because when somebody has been released on bail and apparently first arrest was really not necessary, but when somebody has been released and then the government, the state, has no proof of conviction, it is important that it maintains the consistency in rule of law and not just arrest, journalists, because this is a multi-party democracy, it's a constitutional democracy. And journalists are meant to be free to say things they want to say. So it's really sad. It's another sad chapter, really, in the history of authoritarianism in Zimbabwe.
We followed this story of Chigono's first arrest before he was released. And I think the condition was that to stay away from social media. So what do you make of this? If this is true now that he reestablished another social media account or Twitter.
Look, I mean, journalists survive on transmitting news, and the social media is one of the most effective ways of communicating in the modern day era. It's really unfortunate that the court can just give a very blanket prohibition. But of course, I mean, Hopewell, as a seasoned journalist himself, should also know that when you are dealing with an authoritarian regime, they will take each and every opportunity to incarcerate you. So by going back again onto Twitter, I think also that was an act of exuberance. Not that there's anything wrong, but it's also important not to play in the arena of ZANU-PF's intimidatory tactics. But it's very correct that they claim, they allege that he has violated his bail conditions by going back to Twitter.